640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald Trump is responding to a new criminal indictment in the state of Georgia. Correspondent Allison Keyes has details on this new development.
The former president says he will release what he calls a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on what he calls election fraud. Trump says, based on the results, all charges against me and others should be dropped, and this will be a complete exoneration.
Mr. Trump and 18 allies, among them Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, have been given until a week from Friday to surrender. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
District Attorney Fani Willis has asked all 19 defendants to surrender within the next 10 days, and she wants to try all of them together. This sprawling indictment lays out an alleged criminal enterprise, citing criminal acts here in Georgia and six other states.
The death toll in Maui's wildfires is up to 99, and search crews have only made it through about 25% of the hard-hit community of Lahaina. There are new questions about the island's main utility. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports from nearby Kula.
Investigators are trying to determine if downed power lines caused the fire. Hawaiian Electric says it doesn't have a shutoff program like some other utilities, pointing to hardships a loss of power could create.
The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia is expected to plead guilty today after she was charged with felony child neglect and a misdemeanor count of recklessly storing a firearm. Police say her son brought the gun to school with the intention of shooting his teacher, Abby Zwerner. She survived. Education officials in Arkansas are warning high school students about an AP class.
Under a new state law, high school advanced placement classes on African American studies will no longer be recognized for course credit. The change was approved by the Republican-led Arkansas legislature earlier this year. Jacksonville North Pulaski School Superintendent Jeremy Owo is taking it in stride.
I know that there were certain groups who were advocating both ways, but we have a school district to run.
Several groups are challenging the AP class change in court. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Higher prices, another interest rate hike ahead, didn't put a damper on retail sales. They were up at better than expected 0.7% last month. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
In various consumer surveys, people seem to express some doubt about the economy, and yet they continue to spend.
We spent the most on clothing, sporting goods, and eating out at restaurants. The Dow is down 226 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 2 inches in most places, with some getting even more than that. The impact from yesterday's flooding and high winds continues, with We Energy still reporting thousands of outages in Milwaukee County at this hour. The high water mark seems to be in the Cedarburg area, with that community reporting almost 3 inches of rain. Give yourself some extra time today if you plan on driving during a presidential visit. President Joe Biden is coming to speak at a Milwaukee company that works in green energy. That business is near the Brewers ballpark. It's believed he'll be getting into town early in the afternoon, with remarks sometime around 1 or 2. The trip is Biden's sixth as president to Wisconsin, one of a handful of swing states. He was last in the state in February when he toured a Madison area union training center. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. Civicmedia.us ARAINS.us/giveblind. You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you're drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Here we go again. The most indicted president. That was the headline for many publications on August 2nd, 13 days ago.
Oh, was it only 13 days ago?
And it is remains true 13 days later. Also happening in Georgia last night, which, you know, largely you think would have been the biggest story because this is the summer of women saving the economy between Barbie, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce.
And Pink.
But Beyonce played in Atlanta last night, but something even more dramatic was going down at the courthouse down the street in a sweeping indictment. President Trump and 18 others were accused of running a criminal enterprise in their efforts to overturn President Trump's loss in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Language historically used to take down mob bosses.
Pretty much.
And what's also is, it, you know, the shorthand is called RICO, which historically was used by Rudy Giuliani, who is also indicted in this case.
But he used it to go after mobsters.
He used it to go after mobsters in New York, which was his rise to, I mean, he took down a lot of the big guys.
Yeah.
And that was obviously his rise and what he was able to run on when then he was America's mayor. But according to the indictment, Trump and his allies, including, like I said, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, which I guess is really surprising. I was reading this morning that a lot of people had suspected Mark Meadows was actually collaborating and working with these different cases. So the fact that he's indicted was a little surprising because he had yet to be indicted.
But he's been awfully quiet.
Yes. But they have been, according to the indictment, they tried to interfere with the Electoral College process through dozens of acts, such as harassing election workers and, in one case, breaching voting equipment in Coffee County, Georgia. And this is former President Trump's fourth indictment in 5 months. And he's pleaded guilty to the other criminal charges.
Not guilty.
And he will no doubt plead not guilty for this one as well. Similar rhetoric. This is a witch hunt. This is political. This is partisan.
Did you see his statement this morning?
I think I saw it, but do you...
That he's going to hold a press conference on Monday at his golf club in Bedminster with irrefutable proof that the election was stolen.
Oh.
So he's apparently had it this whole time.
He just was
he's
waiting. He's just been sitting it. He's been sitting on it.
He's been saving it.
Well, can't wait to see what that is.
I know.
And I guess my question for people listening right now is the magnitude of this wearing off? Or just how, I mean, how do you feel? First, I guess, how do you feel about this round of indictments? The fact, but also the fact that we have to say this round of indictments, you know, is there, is it wearing off?
Is it oversaturation?
Is it, it's not quite Boy Who Cried Wolf, but it's like the normalization. I mean, so much, I think, of what we've experienced since 2016 with Trump is just stuff that is unprecedented becoming either excusable or, you know, roll your eyes and that's Trump. But like the actual magnitude of how serious this is, like how much does that still, even for people who are not, because obviously there is a lot of people who either still think that there was either the election was stolen or there was irregularities with the election, who still are planning to vote for Trump in 2024 if they get the chance, are still, you know, hate Joe Biden. Like even for, like there's those people, but I think more for the people who want to see Trump be held accountable, try to keep up with the news, but aren't necessarily like fueled by every time there is Trump news,
right?
Which is kind of where I put myself, right? Is it losing its
oomph?
Yeah, is it, you, is it losing the drama for you at all? Or is this each time there is something that comes out, does it feel as big as it would if it was alone? Like if it was in isolation? 844-967-2789. How do you feel about the latest indictments? Do you have any thoughts?
Wes from Middleton checking in. Meadows might actually be a smart defendant, unlike a few of them. But again, if he were cooperating, would he still be charged? If Meadows had flipped?
I don't know.
We're not lawyers.
We're not lawyers. We need Maggie or Jim Santel or any of our other smart lawyer friends who know more about how criminal cases like this typically go. But I mean, the fact of why this one is a big one, as I ask whether or not the magnitude of this is wearing off on people, is that it's RICO. It's an unpardonable,
right,
by any president.
Right.
Unlike everything else that has the other three indictments so far. And so it's unpardonable also because it's a state charge. I guess that's more of it. It's unpardonable because it's a state charge,
exactly.
Not because it's RICO.
Right.
But the specifics are really damning, I think, from what I've been reading, and harder to spin than some of these other cases that are ongoing. And so, you know, many close to Trump have long said that this would be the one case that could bring him down. So the details we know so far, some of the language from the indictment include, quote, a criminal enterprise. The indictment says the defendants, including Donald Trump, conspired and endeavored to conduct and participate in a criminal enterprise in Fulton County, Georgia, and elsewhere. And in the next paragraph, it calls it a criminal organization. And it's wild to read this, and because it really is. It's the type of language you hear, you like learn about in, at least for me, of my age, like mafia documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Like documentaries I've seen about Rudy Giuliani taking down the mob. Like that was the wording that they used, right? Versus what Fannie Willis is using as far as everyone. I mean, and this is, it's, I mean, and it will be interesting because everything I've read is like in comparison to the Jack Smith case of how narrow that is and how specific and only going after Trump that one is versus this one that is so, you know, with 19 different defendants. That's 19 different legal teams, and like how long this could be. And so what we will end up getting with, but getting from this, but definitely want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
We have Karina on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning, ladies. Well, you see, it is tiresome to hear about a yellow man who speaks about himself in the third person. I don't know anyone who would speak that much about himself in the first person, except Elmo, probably. That's reality. I mean, he's talking about himself like this. But side is, what irritating for me is not the a role of indictment, but it's kind of taking so long. What is it taking so long? I mean, it's obvious that the man is lying. It's obvious that he used his privileges and power in a complete erosion, aversion of himself as he is orange. I don't know. I have no idea. But the thing is, it has to happen. The people have to take responsibility, and it's a criminal charges. And as far as I understand, that if you're helping with the criminal charges or any other charges to save taxpayers' money, then the government or a state capable of offering you some sort of deals. And I think that this is what happens. And honestly, we only can appreciate someone helping with the criminal charges.
Absolutely.
As far as yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
a lot. Thanks for the call, Karina.
In Wisconsin. We should do that in Wisconsin because our criminals are in Senate.
Yes, that's a completely different topic. Thanks for the call, Karina. We're going to get Tom from LA in before we go to the break. Tom from LA, how do you feel about the most recent indictment?
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, first, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I don't care who it is. If somebody did a crime, they need to do the time. Mm-hmm. It's just the bottom line. It's not. One thing I like about this indictment is that, and it's the way the media should be covering it, that it's not just Donald Trump. Take some of the media narrative and some of the air out of his sails and don't talk so much about him, maybe, because that's all he wants is for people to talk about him. So what I say is talk about the other people there in the indictment. If people call up and say, oh, it's a witch hunt, no, there's other people that are in this indictment, probably around 30 people. So this is a crime that has taken place, and we the people should be very, very upset about it because it's saying that some people are above the law, and they're not. And I think that that's what Fannie Willis did really, really well was she, didn't make it all about Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and I hope the media also makes it where it's not just about Donald Trump because he loves that stuff.
Yeah, it's 161 acts with 19 defendants and 30 unindicted co-conspirators across 7 states plus D.C.
Wow.
This is a massive
big
case, which is like to Karina's point, why it took so long, right? Like,
well, you want to make sure you got this buttoned up pretty tightly before you bring any charges because you want to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Thanks a lot for the call, Tom, before we let you go. We're going to take a break, but still want to hear from you. Trump the mob boss? How do you feel about the most recent indictment? Is the magnitude wearing off, or are you still excited to see this be held to account? 844-967-2789. We'll be back after the break.
Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 76. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 55. High of 81 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temps below average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
As they are, and helps to continue to paint a real and honest picture. But politically speaking, this is a pivot point for this country to do something more than just stew on the 2020 election cycle, right? We're either going to, as Republicans, take our medicine and realize the election wasn't rigged. Donald Trump was the worst candidate ever in the history of the party, even worse than Herschel Walker. And now we're going to have to pivot from there, right? We want to win an election in 2024. It's going to have to be somebody other than Donald Trump.
That is former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, yesterday.
Even worse than Herschel Walker.
Youch.
Yeesh.
That hurts.
And that is, I think I heard Dom and Crute talking about this a little bit on Devil's Advocates last night. It is a rock and a hard place for Republicans right now. As far as, we're a week and a day away from the first Republican debate happening in Milwaukee. We will be there.
Yes.
Live. We're going to be brought, TBD of our show, but certainly at least starting with the Todd Alba show into the afternoon, doing live coverage right from downtown Deer District across from the Fiserv RNC debate coverage. But that's a week from now, and Donald Trump will probably not be there.
Right.
But, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because as, you're playing Russian roulette with a candidate and a former president who has now 4 indictments. 91 counts against him. And, this is his schedule next year. Trump has 5 trials scheduled between now and May. Trump's scheduled court dates, including civil fraud and defamation suits, are interspersed with the Iowa caucus, or caucuses, and Super Tuesday, and, if Trump lasts as a candidate, the Republican National Convention. And so he is likely to spend a significant portion of 2024 sitting in courtrooms instead of on the campaign trail, and the man is going to be 78 years old. He's 77 right now. I forgot when his birthday is, but it's June, right?
I think so.
Yeah. June babies, share a birthday month with them. And so it's but they also can't, because there's that 30% that will not, I can't quit you.
No, I'm not going to quit you. not never.
And it is, we're living through history, people. That is the truth. But we are talking about the latest indictment that came down at 9:45 our time last night. So all reporters were reminded of, no one cares about your schedule, but your job is your job. And so people were up very late last night getting their reporting done and printed and published for us to be able to read through and comprehend this morning on what does the indictment mean, what's included, who's included. And my question for you is, does it feel as big as these roll out now, what it feels like every couple weeks or every other month? Does it feel as
momentous?
Yeah. Or does it kind of just feel like, well, yep, here's another one?
844-967-2789. Texter from the 414. I listened to Bulwark pollsters rather last week. They bemoaned that a big chunk of GOP voters have baked in all the indictments and they will not change their pro-Trump vote at all. Trump cult just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And we have Tom on the phone from West Dallas. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, ladies. I feel the same about this one as all the others. It's like, okay, let's do something.
Yeah.
My big question, though, is why is he not behind bars? Why? He is a dangerous man. I mean, they're trying to muzzle him, and he keeps on talking and talking, and he's got his base so whipped up. Something is going to happen with him and him always talking about how this is a witch hunt, how, you know, this guy is doing this, and I've been telling you that other guy, he shouldn't testify. He's breaking all these rules. How is he not behind bars? I mean, it would shut him up because he wouldn't be able to speak from behind bars. Why, if it was any one of us, we, especially like with the documents case or something, if they found documents in my shop, you really think I'd still be here talking to you guys? No. Why is he still out?
I know. And, you know, because the largest, not threat, this was yesterday, that Judge Tanya Chutkan basically said in no uncertain terms, if you keep, you know, talking, we will move this trial up because the more you talk, the more unlikely we're going to be able to have an unbiased jury.
Right.
And so, STFU. But that's it, right, Tom? Like, oh, he's already gone.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Tom. And I don't, again, lawyer of what, is it because it's so unprecedented and because it is like, what do we do with a former president who is running for president again? Because if we lock him up before he's actually convicted of anything because of the threat of potential danger, especially when you have 30% of the population thinking that this is a political witch hunt, like, does it cause more damage? Because we're walking through so many things beyond just the case, right? Like, it's our democracy. It is the, like, palpable tension of people creating a lot of violence, because we've seen it in the past. And like, if you don't think that the people way beyond my pay grade are trying to calculate all of these things in the balance, because things feel very delicate right now. And on one side, I agree with you as far as like what happens if he continues to just be able to run his mouth and
inspires violence,
Truth Social, whatever he wants to say. But also, what happens if you put him behind bars before he's actually convicted of anything?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Texter from the 414. Let's not forget of all the charges and accusations against Al Capone. It was tax evasion that took him down. All it takes is one charge to be found guilty to take him down. Very plausible. Paul from Franklin. We got a bunch more texts.
So we got to take another break, but we will read your texts, take your calls, keep this conversation going. There's a couple other stories I want to get to as far as other things you should know today, but we will definitely keep talking about Trump's indictment and also the Wisconsin connection, because there's always something. So we'll talk about a man named Cheesebro, or at least that's what I'm calling him, when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump is promising to release a detailed report Monday with his take on election fraud in Georgia. It comes after he and 18 allies were indicted there for alleged attempts to change the 2020 results. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We expect him to try and remove this case to federal court because you can have typically a more conservative jury. We expect him to try and delay. And we expect him to raise potentially a First Amendment defense.
The death toll is at 99 now in the Maui wildfires, and officials expect that to rise exponentially. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
25 miles east of the Loss in Lahaina, in Maui's upcountry town of Kula, fire crews are still battling smaller fires that have so far ravaged some 19 homes.
The mother of a 6-year-old Virginia boy is expected to plead guilty today after her son brought a gun to school and shot his teacher. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The majority of the area got about 2 quick inches of rain, while certain areas got even more. The aftermath of yesterday's flooding and strong winds is ongoing, as We Energies reports thousands of power outages in Milwaukee County currently. The most significant accumulation of rain appears to be in the Cedarburg area, where they report nearly 3 inches came down. In Waukesha, the Fox River approached the action flood stage by just an inch, falling short of that 5-foot mark. Through this afternoon, the Lake Michigan beaches in the area should be avoided. A beach hazards statement remains in effect for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, warning of 3 to 5-foot waves and dangerous currents. Officials say to stay out of the water, avoiding piers and breakwalls, and potential rip currents. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we were talking about last night's latest criminal indictment of Donald J. Trump and getting your reactions and feelings about it. Specifically, how you're feeling about it. Does it feel like just another here we go again? Or does it feel like a big one because of the magnitude of it? I feel like I've used that word a lot this morning, but it is a far-reaching case that is unlike
anything else,
the previous three. And just as a reminder, what the rundown is, so we have the case, the Manhattan prosecutor's hush money case, which is 34 counts against Trump, which I would say is seems the most flimsy or the least
damning cases. Yeah.
Then there is the DOJ's special counsel's classified documents case, which has 40 counts against Trump. Then there's DOJ's special counsel's election subversion case, which is 4 counts against Trump. And then the one that came down last night, Atlanta's prosecutor's Georgia election meddling case, which is 13 counts against Trump. And that is the one that is 161 acts, 19 defendants, 30 unindicted co-conspirators, and runs across 7 states and D.C.
844-967-2789. Our friend Greg from Waukesha on the text line, just from a blind guy's perspective, Trump is getting what he wants. He's getting the immediate attention, even from your show right now. This is what he wants. I'm just wondering when he will actually be arraigned and told that he can never run for president again. This is the circus that Trump wants.
Well, and that's what's so I mean, because it's, do you not talk about it? As a show, do we just decide to not talk about it?
We can't not talk about it.
But I made that comparison last week when we were, last week when we said, it was like, do you want us to keep talking about Aaron Rodgers? Because this is a quick tangent, but Mike put on Hard Knocks last night. And I literally was like, I'm going to bed. I was like, I don't want to watch this guy in a Jets jersey be whatever. And like, talk about another guy who like, it's a little different scale as far as danger to society, potentially.
Yeah. And democracy in general.
Democracy. But it was like a narcissist, Anyways.
844-967-2789. Texter from the 608. Were you aware that Wisconsin GOP chair Brian Schimming was in on the fake electors part of the scheme? I didn't know that.
I did know that.
That's the interesting part to me. All of the lowlifes involved in the scheme. That's what made me want to watch yesterday.
So we'll get to that because I know we have Jack from Merrimack waiting on the phone. But after we hang out with Jack, I will tell a little bit more about the Wisconsin connections and a guy named Cheesebro.
Yeah, we love that.
At least that's what I'm calling him.
Also, John from the Falls. Good morning, ladies. I'm guessing the quickest way to get someone like Mark Meadows to roll over is to indict them. Also, the state of Georgia has taken their time before issuing these. The fact that they have 30 unindicted co-conspirators tells me they probably have way more than they need to convict all 18 of these people. John also thinks Donald Trump will be part of the debate. Chris Christie called him a coward and dared him to debate him face to face. I don't think Trump is smart enough to walk away from this challenge. He's never been able to resist free airtime to millions of people. We're lucky the village idiot is the one who decided to try and engineer a coup. And we'll go to Jack now from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. The problem that we've got in this country right now is that there are literally tens of millions of people who are cultists for this guy, and they will vote for him no matter what. And we've got people, young people, that are looking at Biden and saying he's too old. We're not going to vote. Excuse me. You've got a would-be authoritarian dictator who is clearly a criminal. And that potentially could allow him to become the president of the United States. Unless you want to lose the little democracy we have in this country, you better get out there and vote for the Democratic candidate. And that almost goes for all of the Republicans, because while these indictments involving the fraudulent electors have come down, I still haven't heard one single Republican, major Republican candidate or congressperson or senator, none of those people has even mentioned this fraudulent elector scheme, much less disavowed it. They haven't called for investigations in Congress. They haven't called for indictments. And these guys clearly attempted to commit election fraud. And even many stated, about half of the states attorneys general or in this case, I think in Georgia, it's just a local district attorney are starting to indict them. But for instance, Josh Call has, as far as I can tell, done nothing about this. And we've got to do something about these guys, too, because they were clearly involved in an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States. Yes, it was by quasi-political means rather than a bunch of violent crazies yelling, hang Mike Pence. But the point is, they were still trying to reverse the results of a legitimate election. We've got to do something about this, and we have to make a very, very clear statement, at least at the voting booth, if we don't charge these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jack. Speaking of Joe Biden, he is in Milwaukee today.
He is.
He's probably here right now.
Yep.
So we'll talk about a little bit more about that in the next segment. But we will be covering it live across Civic Media. So during the lunch hour, during the newscast and town call, we're going to have live coverage from the event. Hopefully hear some of our elected officials, probably maybe a Gwen Moore. Who else? David Crowley, maybe?
Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin, maybe Mayor Johnson. We'll see who ends up speaking at today's event. And then Biden's speech is supposed to kick off at 1.
They rarely start then.
But as soon as his speech does start, we will also be covering that live. But speaking of Wisconsin's connection, Kenneth Cheesebro, it might be Chessbro, but for the sake of the Wisconsin connection, we're going to call him Cheesebro. Not a name that necessarily comes up as often as Rudy Giuliani or
Sidney Powell
or John Eastman. But Cheesebro played an instrumental role in he is indicted in the Georgia case, and he played an instrumental role in the former president's undemocratic push to remain in office. It was him who Eastman is widely credited for
coming up with this scheme,
but it was Cheesebro who first proposed the idea in a November 18th memo to Jim Troupis.
Ruh-roh.
A Trump attorney working in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yes.
And so in I saw this, I'm sure it's reported otherwise, but I saw it on Twitter this morning from AJ Biapour, who works for CBS 58. And he said the Georgia indictment mentions a December 2020 meeting with Kenneth Cheesebro and Brian Schimming, who now chairs the Wisconsin GOP. But at the time was not... At that point, it was Andrew Hitt.
Okay.
He's still, obviously, Brian Schimming's been a Republican in Wisconsin for a very long time. But Rudy Giuliani joined via phone, and the party chairman back then, Andrew Hitt, discussed this with the January 6th committee. He texted, "These guys are up to no good." Hitt told the January 6th committee he was referring to Giuliani advising the fake electors in multiple states to not discuss their plans with the media. Hitt, who was one of 10 Wisconsin fake electors, said he disagreed. The state party went ahead and issued a statement. While the Georgia indictment described Schimming as the Wisconsin GOP chairman, Hitt was actually the party chair in December 2020. Then why was Schimming involved? Hitt said Schimming was brought on to be a right hand to Trump's Wisconsin lawyer, Jim Troupis.
Wow.
Troupis was the recipient of a December 7th memo Cheesebro sent outlining the fake elector plan in Wisconsin. The federal indictment calls this the Wisconsin memo. The Georgia indictment cites an email Cheesebro sent Schimming on December 10th outlining state-specific fake elector language. Hitt and Schimming have maintained that they only went along with the fake elector plan because they were told the slate would only be submitted if Trump's legal Hail Mary was successful. Schimming stood by that reasoning when we interviewed him last month. So that, again, was from AJ Biapour, who is the political reporter for CBS 58. He's a wonderful follow.
He really is.
It was funny. Another tangent. It was during he got caught on camera on it, like looking at his phone. I'm sure he was taking notes, but he was on camera during the county vote for the sales tax. And he tweeted it out. He's like, "This is not a good look, but I hope by my reporting you can tell that I was really paying attention." Because he is a very good reporter.
Yes, he is. He gets lots of great interviews. He really does.
He does. So Wisconsin
had our fingers in this.
Always in.
There were fingers involved.
There's always some connection back to us. And again, I don't know, because I think I don't know for on the side of Josh Call, similar to what we said as far as like, what is the balance that you strike? Not even, not just legally of what you can do, but also politically in a upcoming election year in a very purple state, in a place where you try to test the waters of where people stand, that like, if you move on the electors, whether, you know, there's a bunch of people think that you should, and that's what's right, but what do you risk by pulling the trigger and doing it? And I don't know. I don't know if you poll for those things. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you measure and like weigh your options of what
ramifications.
Like, yeah. But I have to imagine that instead of what they're doing in Michigan, that the hesitancy for Josh Call has political reasoning behind it on whether or not it is the atmosphere to do it in.
But is, I mean, aren't our situations pretty similar compared to Michigan?
As far as I can tell.
So I guess I don't understand why they chose to go ahead with it and we, at least up to this point, have not. If things on the ground are that much different in Michigan, maybe they are.
I mean, differences in attorney generals, differences in political climate. I mean, Michigan is potentially swinging a little bit more
blue
than Wisconsin is. Maybe risk aversion. I don't know. There's probably a lot of different things beyond just the details of the case. But quickly, I wanted to squeeze this in. I'm sure we'll learn more about them, about this race. But other things you should know around Wisconsin today. Brian Stiles going to have a competitor.
Paul Ryan's
yeah.
Clone?
So a Racine County Emergency Response Manager on Monday became the first Democrat to announce a bid for Wisconsin's first congressional district, held by Republican U.S. Representative Brian Stiles, setting up a race for one of Wisconsin's only remaining competitive seats.
Wow.
As I would say the first district and the third district are really the two that
could go either way.
But his name is Lorenzo Santos. He's a deputy emergency management coordinator in Racine County and an officer of the U.S. Navy Reserve. And he said in a statement that he plans to formally launch his campaign at a brewery in Racine on Saturday. Previously, Santos was elected chairman of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin in June. And his biography on his campaign website notes that he graduated from the United States Naval Academy in 2013 and served on a guided missile destroyer before leaving the Navy in 2016. He subsequently founded an online news startup, led sales operations for an HVAC manufacturer, and got his master's degree in Homeland Security at George Washington University before taking a position with Racine County this year. So he likely maybe will be the only candidate. Maybe other people will join. But always good to know that there's at least
someone
running and that no one is running unopposed, because that is the worst thing that can happen is any of these seats, even when it feels like the mountain is high, that we have people running in every single race. So we'll have to learn more about Lorenzo Santos, but wanted to let you know that at least there's one person running against Brian Stiles. All right.
And if he gets a chance, he can ask him about when he's going to release that videotape of Derek Van Orden.
Maybe AJ Biaport will ask him.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right. We're going to take another break. When we come back, guess who got an invite to see Joe Biden and had to turn it down? You could give you two guesses. We'll come back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays, 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 76. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight. Clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temps below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the president is in town.
The president has landed.
The president, I'm assuming he's landed.
I think so.
He is in Milwaukee today. I think partially to advance his economics, Bidenomics platform, as far as the good things that they've done for the economy. Obviously, it's probably somewhat strategic a week ahead of the RNC debate that is happening in Milwaukee next week. But we will, across Civic Media, be there, be live, at starting at 12, so right after this show. Our Terry Bell, our news director, will be there talking to folks, doing the news from there. Any pre-speeches that are happening from Milwaukee and Wisconsin dignitaries, we will certainly air. And then as soon as President Biden takes the stage, we will also air his speech live. And so it was funny because I was thinking about how often this happened last year, like in the lead up of like our so when our show was first it was what was the what were we like a year ago before we went to 3 hours noon whatever so before we were 11 to 2. And so we were always in the spot of like, if there was like special live coverage,
we got bumped.
And this like dancing game of like, how much do we prep for the show versus how much are we going to get bumped? And now Todd Elba has to deal with that. and so Todd Elba will be live. But as soon as Biden takes the stage, his show will cut over to the speech that's supposed to start at 1:00, likely will not start at 1:00. But I had a surprise waiting for me. This is a lesson of why you always check your emails and you have your email notifications on. It's annoying. As much as you try to have work boundaries and say, I'm done for the night. I'm not looking at the phone. I was checking my emails this morning and lo and behold, in the subject line, invitation, President Biden in Milwaukee, August 15th.
And who did this come from?
Well, this is what it said. So it said, hi, Kristen. I'm writing on behalf of the White House digital team. I know it's last minute, but we wanted to extend an invitation for you to attend President Biden's speech in Milwaukee tomorrow with one guest. The invitation is for you and your guest only. Please let me know if you have any questions and send me when the date is and an RSVP link. But arrival time and instructions, I think they wait until a little closer to the event. But you had to be there between 11:30 and 12:30. And I was like, well, my show goes until 12 and I will be in Waukesha. What if I am not there by 12:30? And she was like, well, they're pretty strict about these things. And I was like, yeah, I imagine the Secret Service is pretty strict about you can't just like walk in on your schedule.
Sorry, I'm late. Can you let me in?
But she did. She did say she like, I'd love to keep you in mind for future events, and hopefully we can give you more notice next time.
That is
but the
pretty.
Fact that, so the person who emailed me is her name's. She's the director of digital rapid response for the White House. So I was like, holy crap.
Does it have a .gov return?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
her,
cool.
Her email, I'm not going to read her email, right. But it's like whitehouse.gov, like wow. The whole thing. And so that was flattering.
Well, yeah, you're obviously on the radar, partner.
Yeah,
good job.
As far as Wisconsin potential people to invite.
That's
so that
really
was,
exciting.
That was very cool. But I also, it's also funny because it would be very cool if I got to meet him just because it's the president. But there is a part of me that was kind of like, I have stuff to do today. This is gonna.
What do you think? You are the president or something?
But hopefully that means I will be on an invite list for future stuff, because that would be, not a lot of people can always say that they've done that. But I know some of our other civic media folks will be there. And yeah, so who knows? Maybe we'll even get the president on the show in the next year.
That would really be something.
That would. Because I know, you know, I know Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris has done Earl's show and other, and she's done other local radio stations shows. I think she's done The Truth and some other ones. So who knows? We got to aim big next year.
Yeah, for sure. I do have a question, though, and I'm going to put you on the spot, even though I think I already know the answer. If you had been able to go today, who would have been your guest?
I probably would have thought of who could go with me. Would you have wanted to go?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I figured you'd pick Mike.
I wonder if Mike. Yeah, I probably should ask Mike first, and just be like, since you're my husband, do you want to go to this? I'm trying to think of how much he would jump at it versus also be like, why don't you take Jane? Because he probably would be that generous.
Oh, what a sweetie. Because I would not do that.
Who would you take? Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I think all I thought was at first was like, well, shoot. Because we had guests today and we had too much lined up for the show for me to just like bail on the show. So
we got people coming up next hour.
And speaking of those people, DJ Shauna's here.
I'm really excited to talk to her.
I'm so excited. So DJ Shauna is certainly a local celebrity in Southeastern Wisconsin, especially for people who are Bucks fans. She is the official DJ for the Bucks. But she's an author, she's a motivational speaker, she is at many events across. She's often one of the people you can see DJing an event, including the night market that's happening tomorrow night. She also has an event happening next week called Honchella that she is going to be talking about, but she is just a positive light and force in the Milwaukee area. And I'm so excited to finally get her on the show. She's hard to get during the Bucks season, as you can imagine.
Oh, for sure.
And so she will finally be here. That's going to be the first half hour of the show, of the next hour of the show. And then we kind of have it flopped. Usually we try to end with
lighter
stuff for the 11:30 segment. But, you know, that's okay. Today at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Michael Caldwell, who is a senior lecturer in psychology and senior staff psychologist at UW-Madison's Center for Law, Society, and Justice. And he's also an expert on juvenile offenders. Because this was actually back in May that I saw this article, and it's just trying to get him on has taken a little bit longer than I'd hope. But not shockingly, this is still...
It's still a thing.
The stat hasn't changed.
No, things have not changed.
But Wisconsin... Did you know that Wisconsin has the second highest percentage of prisoners who are locked up for crimes they committed as youth? So under 18.
The second most.
This after Louisiana. And our rate is double the percentage, like the average nationwide. So we're going to talk to him about why that is a bad thing, what has been done to try to curb that. Is it bipartisan? And a lot of stuff there. So that's going to be at 11:30. And then at the end, we're going to play a Woodstock trivia. So if you think you know Woodstock, the original Woodstock, we want you to play at 11:50. So stay tuned for that. And that's about it for the first hour. Good first hour. We're going to take a break for the news. Come back at 11:06 to hear DJ Shauna. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.